love loved Americans. Couldn't you do something to get them there? Well, in the meantime, it has been achieved. I'm there to leave an office with you.
I want to be sure, Andy, that you tell whoever you sent that money to be in very close touch with the German ambassador. You know, he's going to need somebody to talk to. And the German and the British, of course. You'll have a little room.
Yes.
I would hope that the German, the British, French, perhaps.
Yes.
The German, the British.
French is not the one of our greatest friends.
No. It has to be a single standard.
think insight is showing that this has to be done. And second, Mr. President, we have an identity of interest in the stability and the strength of the dollar. 90% of world trade is done in dollars, will be done in dollars. And we can find a reform of this international system as soon as the dollar is again strong and stable. If we can't achieve this, no reform of the system, no other system helps. You can't do world trade with special drawing rights. You have one leading currency. You have to have it. There is no possible replacement for the dollar. And of course we did what we could do in the last few weeks to have our American friends in this dollar situation. But we knew exactly we are helping ourselves too. There is an identity of interest rather as strong as it is the basic principle of our NATO alliance, where also the identity of the interest in the freedom of Europe has NATO enabled to survive one crisis after the other. And it has existed, it still exists, and it will exist. And we see these two things in a very close combination. In one view, these basic economic and the basic defense and security issues.
I know Secretary Schultz is going on.
Yes, I just saw him.
And back in the district. And we are going to give a great deal of attention to this.
Yeah.
Situation where it's all right, we got our own way here.
20 years after